give me a moment. How are my champions? How many of you feel like a champion? Let's see. Lord, we just thank you for this time.
Yes.
We just ask you to have your way. You are strength. And your strength is arising in this body. In a way that we have not seen, unparalleled. You are taking us to heights that we have not known. And you're granting the grace, to go in behind the presence of the veil. And to see in a way we have not seen, and to hear in a way we have not heard before. You're granting us repentance.
Yes, God.
You have blessed this house with favor.
Yes.
And you're teaching us every day how to live in your favor. I just ask that your wind would carry us today to heights and depths that we had not known before. I thank you, Lord, that as you touch each heart today, that each one would know how much pleasure they bring to you. I thank you for the tapestry and the covering, the banner that you have placed over each one of us, and that that banner moves as we move with you, as we go about our daily business, as we go. Your banner is over us, your banner of love. We carry your life and your power. Because the very Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead is living within us. And we are filled with your life. I thank you, Lord, for the prophetic ministers that are ministering today to give your words of life. Thank you, Lord, that you will move as a, in John 3. In John 3, Jesus encountered Nicodemus. And Nicodemus couldn't see the kingdom. He didn't understand the kingdom because he was caught in a realm. the realm of the flesh, the realm of the earth, the earthly realm. He couldn't see. He couldn't enter in. But I say today, I say at this conference, we enter in. Because we are people who don't walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I thank you, Lord. I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again, for the wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born in the Spirit. And Nicodemus asks, well, how can this be? How can this be? Jesus said, you're Israel's teacher, and you don't understand these things? I tell you the truth. We speak of what we do, what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? For no one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. In verse 14, we see the access place. The access place is the cross. And in that place, as we enter in through the veil, we are each given an inheritance. Isaiah 61. Oh. Instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion, and instead of disgrace, they will rejoice in their inheritance. And so they will inherit a double portion in their land. Double. So I ask you today, are you accessing your inheritance? Portion number one. We go into the presence behind the veil to behold the glory and to receive our inheritance, the grace and favor and blessing. That grace that's imparted to us, that shows us what is to come. We have been given His Spirit. We carry His Spirit, and in that place, we access our portion. And in that birthing place, that place of faith where Jesus breathes into us our inheritance and our destiny. In that place, he gives us opportunity to see ahead and say, I've got the provision for you so you can overcome and prevail through every trial. We don't walk in the flesh. right? So we access our first portion behind the veil. Isaiah 55 says, it's our invitation. Our invitation that says, come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good. And your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear to me and come to me. Hear me that your soul may live. I have made an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. That's the invitation. That's the invitation to the presence behind the veil saying, I have everything you need in this place and I've prepared this for you. So I say to you, are you thirsty today? I see an invitation that says, come, 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 come. Listen, listen, eat, eat. In that place we behold the shepherd, and he gives us that place to access every day. That is our portion. That is our inheritance. That is our destiny. And in that place, he teaches us as sons and daughters to occupy that place, to remain, to stay. That is the place where we dwell. That is the place where grace is imparted to us that we may not fail in times of trial and testing. That is the place where strength is birthed within us. We're not moved because we don't move in this realm. We don't see. We're immune to what's happening around us because we've seen our provision. We know where it's coming from because the Lord has let us see it. So we are not a people that is easily moved and shaken because we're occupying our inheritance and our destiny in our portion behind the veil. But doesn't it say there's a double portion? So where's that other portion? And I ask you today, are you occupying? Are you possessing and grabbing a hold of your second portion? I know Larry is. Because that portion that is birthed within us is to carry and to love others and give what we have and what we carry. We carry the answer. So I ask you today, are you carrying that portion, that double portion, to the one who needs it? As you walk past the person who needs what you carry. That's what this year is about. That's the door. You come out from behind the presence of the veil and you occupy your second portion. You possess that. And you hand it off. You encounter the one who needs that portion. Are you seeing them? Are you hearing the voice of the Spirit when you're in the grocery store? When you're walking on the street and you hear the Spirit say, right there, you have what they need. Occupy that place to bring the realm of the Spirit to those that the Lord would send you to. Your double portion anointing. Such favor has been given to this house. I think it was last year when Pastor Steve was going to Thailand and I was in prayer. I'll never forget this. I saw him in a plane and he's just kicking back, and I'm sure it's uncomfortable because you're so tall, but I saw what the Lord was showing me is what he was carrying had to be delivered by huge fleets because of the spiritual riches that he carries, because he takes his inheritance very seriously. He accepts the invitation behind the veil to behold his champion. And you never think of that as like what you carry would take a fleet of huge ships to carry across the ocean. But that is you. Don't underestimate what you carry. It far surpasses what Solomon, the very faith that's precious, it's tested through suffering and trials and tribulations, is precious. And that's why you walk with your head held high. You're a walking fleet of spiritual treasures. He says he's coming soon. I believe he's coming through you, and is coming through you in such a powerful way that you have never seen before in your life. Strength unparalleled through you, his chosen ones. He's been forming you. He's been preparing you for this time. What? Why? Through trials and tribulations, the birthing place of wisdom. Paul says, I rejoice in that place. I'm content in that place. He doesn't mind it. Content with suffering. That's kind of odd. Can you say, I'm content with suffering? So what did Paul know? And what are we entering into? Paul had a young man that he trained up in the ministry. And his name was Timothy. And Timothy was sent out to strengthen and encourage the body. And he was sent out, and you read his letter in 1 Thessalonians, and Paul's love for the church was just unparalleled. I'm in awe of his love for the body, because he knew his double portion. He occupied his place behind the veil, but he said, What's my crown and my joy? Is it not you? We wear crowns around here. I look at Gaynor. I know Gaynor has a crown. You know what? Gaynor is my crown. She's my joy and she is my delight. Just as each one of you, you are my inheritance. You are my portion. And everything that I sow into you. I'm going to occupy my place of love. You are my inheritance. So I read Paul's words. It says, so when we could stand it no longer, we thought it best to be left by ourselves in Athens. And we sent Timothy, who is our brother and God's fellow worker in spreading the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you in your faith, so that no one would be unsettled by these trials. You know quite well that we were destined for them. In fact, when we were with you, we kept telling you we would be persecuted, and it turned out that way, as you well know. For this reason, when I could stand it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that in some way the tempter might have tempted you, and our efforts might have been useless. But now Timothy has just now come to us from you and has brought good news about your faith and love. And he has told us that you always have pleasant memories of us and that you long to see us just as we also long to see you. And therefore, brothers, in all our distress and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith. For now we really live, since you are standing firm in the Lord. Now we really live because you're standing firm. I really live when you're standing firm. So, what's our place? What's our portion? Each other. That we will not be moved and unsettled by every trial. We will not faint and grow weary because we're accessing our portions, our grace given to us. And we are beholding the Lamb because He has the answer. And we're giving our portion to those who need it. The words strengthening and encouraging, if you look up those words, They are to fix your eyes upon. And when you come behind the presence of the veil, you fix your eyes upon the answer, the author and the finisher of everything that you are going to encounter. So, Lord, I thank you. That as your body goes through these trials and tribulations, they are learning to fix their gaze upon you. They are learning to remain. They are learning to stay where you have called them to occupy. And that is a choice. And that is a choice. We must choose to occupy the places of grace that are given to us. We must choose to remain in forgiveness and occupy forgiveness. We must choose to occupy love. It's a choice. But what we face, every light affliction that we face is giving us a what? Eternal weight of glory. A light affliction, a weight of glory. And as we stay and we remain in this place, fixed and planted, abiding in Christ, we are strengthened in his glory and all that he is moves through us and is released through us. That light. So I just want to encourage you today. Take hold of your double portion. Accept the invitation in Isaiah 55. The living water that flows to you continuously. Come. He has prepared that banqueting table for you. And share your portion with the one next to you. And spread your portion like a fragrance, a beautiful fragrance of love and glory wherever you go. And never be moved by the afflictions. but rejoice in them. It says, we all know this, there's no condemnation for those that are in Jesus Christ. Right? Because we are learning how to possess our double portion. You've been given a rod of authority, a strong rod of authority to beat the head of the enemy. Don't be afraid to use it.
All right, something really, really cool is going to happen right now. We're going to meet Jesus, and we're going to meet him out in the waters. So whatever that is for you, if that's singing really loud, if that's going out, stepping on the waters for you, you're going to meet Jesus there. If that for you is jumping up and down, you're going to meet Jesus there. It can be a whole number of things. And there's just going to be prophetic songs that are going to be released, but we're going to meet Jesus. So, so we just bless you in the name of Jesus just to step out of the boat right now. We all step out of the boat right now. And we won't be tossed to and fro by the waves. We're not going to be tossed to and fro by the waves because we're going to fix our eyes on Jesus. And Jesus, you are our firm foundation. You are the rock that we stand on. You are faithful and true. We can count on you. We can count on you, Jesus. Lord, we look to you and we expect to meet you right now. is without borders. Let me wash upon the waters wherever you would call me, and take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me, and take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me, and take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior.
I have a word for Pastor and Mrs. Brooks here. When I met you this afternoon, I saw a big steamer trunk that you had been carrying. And on the steamer truck was all these huge stickers of every country that you've been to. The Lord said, you're not done. He has more countries he wants to go to. And three of them that I saw, one of them was Sweden, one was Rome, and the other was the Alps. The Alps. And then while I was sitting here praying, the Lord was showing me some pictures. And he was saying certain things to me. And he was saying, what I was hearing was, and seeing, you're looking in mirror, and you're saying, where did this gray hair come from? Where did these brown spots come from? And where did the wrinkles come from? And the Lord said, they're not wrinkles, they're battle scars. You've been in the war. You're the front line. You've been where we've never been. And because of that, I honor you. And I thank you for standing in for the rest of us and going places that we couldn't go. And the Lord said, he's going to rejuvenate you. And he's going to give you a jump start. And he's saying, get ready, because I'm not done. Age has nothing to do with it, because where you are going next, you're going to be so young. Young again. Where is Peter? Peter. Has he left? Okay. This is a word for Peter. I saw you in a room writing music, and I saw you at a computer trying to design different music staffs and music notes. And the Lord said, come out of the room and bring your music forward, because what you have, we need. And the sound that you have is new. We haven't heard it before. Bring it forward. And I have another word for Grace that spoke last night. Is she here? Grace, I saw your mantle last night. The Lord has given you a new mantle, and it's pure white. It's like satin, and it comes down to the ground, but it doesn't quite touch the ground. And the mantle is of purity, because you've been through the fire. You've been through the refining fire. And now that you have the purity that's within you, you carry it as a mantle. You've given an authority to share what God has done with you, and the purity that he has given to you, he wants to give to others.
I have yet another word for Peter. I mean, for Alex, I'm sorry. Peter was for Alex. Alex has been collecting a lot of words because he's been making himself vulnerable. And he has, him and Catherine and some of the rest of his family at times have been presenting themselves before people because he loves the body and he trusts the body. And the Lord's rewarding that. And that is of the Lord. And this thing he's going through is very humbling. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, Alex is going to be the most humble guy in Camarillo pretty soon. But it will end. It will end, Alex. And what he told me, and I've told you this before, but the Lord keeps saying it, and this time it's like lights blinking, sirens going. I mean, it's so big. And you know, I suddenly say, okay, I'm going to say it again because I told you that privately. And it's concerning your family and how he's going to use your family. And he's used your family in the past very well. And we can look at your kids and know what a successful family you've had. This is going to be at a whole other level. He's going to take this, and the way Catherine has supported you, and I told her that. She's got an unusual love for her husband. And the Lord's going to use that for her in mentoring women on how to do that. And your family is going to be used in a humble way, the power of your family. You know, Joel and Joseph, Josiah, are all going to be part of it. It's going to be it's the power of the family is going to come go out there. And concerning what you're going through now, the Lord said, don't try to address what you're going through when you're going through those unstable physically, emotional, spiritual, I don't know. He said, you don't know anything about it. Don't try to address it. But what he did tell me, and what I told you before about being intimate with the Lord, and you agree, and to expand that and work in that. And what you can do is you expand those times and you compress the other times when it's very difficult for you to do much. Delin knows about that. She was talking about that. It's one of those extreme things that I don't know about. And you compress them as you expand the other times. So he told me that much. Okay, that's it. I have another one for Carla. Oh, there she is. Carla. Yeah. And I saw her before and gave her a hug, told her she was awesome. She told me I was awesome. Nice. That's what we should do. Go around telling each other they're awesome. And you know, the Lord said, well, she is awesome, actually. And that she has a sweetness and the sensitivity that's been working against you has been a problem in the world is your strength, and that your personality he gave you from the beginning, you know, from when you were formed, but it does not work well in this world unless his component is in it and he's putting it into it. And I think you're seeing that, you know, over the months, you're seeing your ability to cope with things and not be as easily offended and things like that, because there's plenty of room for offense in this world. But as you grow and you strengthen the Lord, your sensitivity is going to allow you to minister to people that some others don't, because you understand, you know, you've been there, right? And you can see things, and he's going to show you things that require sensitivity, that require somebody that will think no is important, that the rest of us will just slough off. Oh, that's no big deal. You know, why would anybody care about that? You know, you'll know. You'll know. And you'll be able to minister to them. So this, you're a champion now. He's going to use everything that you've got. He's going to put the supernatural into it. And you'll be a very powerful, not only intercessor, but counselor. That's it.
Sorry, when the Lord's popping, you got to pop with him. this lady with the white hair here, could you stand up, please? This beautiful lady. What's her name? Joy. Joy, what a beautiful name. The Lord said he hasn't forgotten you. And you're not invisible to him. And he said he wants you to have a very special hug. So if you will allow me, I want to give you a hug from Jesus, okay?
I like that hug. I felt when she hugged her, like a wave went over all of us. It's like something got released in the house right now. It's so beautiful. It's coming from that end of the room. It's going. It's really beautiful. I have a lot of words. I have so many words that I almost don't have a language for the words. But, you know, Carla, you know, you are on my mind. And God said, remember when they asked Jesus, when they asked Peter, does your boss pay the tax? And he said, yes, my boss pays the tax. And then they sent him off fishing to go find it for Jesus and for him. And he says, go fishing. Go do what you do already. And there's going to be enough for Jesus and for you. Because your boss pays his taxes. And he says that, take that, Carla. Because every time you run into something that is asking that question, does your boss pay his taxes? You can say, my boss not only pays the tax for himself, but he pays it for me. That's for you, Carla. I don't know, Carla. You know, I talked to David Andrade on Saturday, and he shared a little story with me that I wasn't aware. He said that God raised $750,000 in 4 months. He doesn't have that kind of a bank account, but his boss does pay the tax. Now, Andrade didn't tell me the fishing story. Jesus told it to me, but confirmed it. That the impossible like that can happen if we don't put rules to it, whatever that means. And for Lucy Duke Majan, wherever you are on the floor, the Lord gave me Romans 8:25. In the waiting, he's enlarging you. Even though you don't know what that may appear, or how it's going to happen, it's in the waiting that you're becoming bigger. Then he said, James 1:4 for you too, that it's during the patience. Enjoy the patience, because the patience is so, it's savoring. It's just adding something to your enlargement. And I like that. I even liked it for me. Then I heard God said, oh, you like that for you. And I saw the Baby Ruth package. And the Lord said, you know, he always says, we're Ruth, right? He goes, but Yvonne, look at the play in words, Baby Ruth. I go, okay, so we're little Baby Ruths? He goes, come on, you guys are no babies. I said, oh, Ruth is pregnant. Whoa, you know, that's a spin. If Ruth is pregnant, I mean, she married Boaz. You know, we're all rich. Think about that. Whoa. I mean, I almost sat in the back, had my own conference. So, I mean, can you sit and think about that? I mean, if we're seated at the throne and we're being told that if we wanted to raise $750,000 in 4 months, it's not impossible for God to do that because he pays the tax. Just do what you do. And he will bring it. He's also saying that there's people here who have lost things and they're looking for it. Don't look. Replace it. I know that means you're going to have to spend some money or make an effort or burn some calories. But he says, just do it. And I will fill the gap. I will make it happen. I'm very sure there's people in the house that have not paid something because they're waiting for it to save up in the account. He goes, just go pay it. And then more will grow. Pay it, and more will grow. He's really speaking that. Diana, he's got words for you, but I hardly ever speak into you, so it makes me nervous. But he says an awareness inside of you is waking up. A deep, refined awareness. You've never had that kind of awareness. It's almost like you can smell the blood on people. And you can know where they've been. It's such an awareness. And what's beautiful is you're going to pull this awareness not only on your preaching side, but on your music side. You know? Writing from where we're at, Ruth's that are pregnant. Because I notice a lot of skinny people here in the house fat. You know who you are. But I've noticed some skinny people look fat to me. And I even look fatter. And the Lord says, because you're all pregnant. All of you are. So it's just going to be awesome what we're about to birth as a group. And Pastor Guillermo and Graciela, what's waiting for you in the next couple of weeks in Israel is phenomenal. Phenomenal. You're going to have a lot of duh moments. You know, some. I see Pastor Guillermo's brain being cracked in half, some of it destroyed and rebuilt. It's awesome. Just go with it. Just go with it. You're going to have a great time. You're just going to have a great time. Or you really are. This is your season and your year. And Pastor Graciela, the coat that's coming of wisdom on you, woo, you're going to be able to speak into your husband in ways that you never, ever had the words or the flow or anything, in the freshness, that he's going to say, I like the new Graciela. I like the way she talks to me. I like the way she makes me do things. She just makes me want to do it for her. It's just beautiful what's about to happen, and you're only weeks away from it, weeks away. And Mary, God is watching you. Your courage is getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Becky, you're lost in clouds. You've become part of the smoke in the holiness. You're part of the smoke. It's like you walk around and you're just holy smoke. Holy smoke. I that's all I could say for you. You're just holy incense. You're smoke. You're beautiful. And Cammy, Pastor Cammy, you're getting freedom like you've never had before. You're not going to be a mom of five kids, but a king of five kings. You know, you're going to reign in freedom. I, it's like they're no longer hanging on you, pulling on your hair or smothering their boogers on you. It's like you've been craving this freedom, the space, the serenity, you know? And it's not because you're looking for it, it's because you're done looking for it. It's coming. You died to it. You thought it'd never come. Isn't that nice? Yeah, that is really nice. I better just give this away.
Hey, this is for Betty. When Delyn was ministering to you, I saw the Lord embracing you. I saw him holding you really, really tight and stroking your hair. And he said, this is my beloved. Yeah. And he was just embracing you and just loving you.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. This is for anyone that's hungry, anyone that's thirsty. The Lord says he's going to pour water out on those who thirst. Yes, I'm dry land, Lord. And they that hunger and thirst shall be filled. I love that scripture. Matthew 5, 6. That's for me. That's for you. But I just want to say that when you're hungry, it's just going to take you deeper into that journey. And that God is going to draw you after him. And he's going to pour out onto you as you wait on him. And as you, you know, like if you, the more time you spend with him, I find the time just accelerates. I can't believe it's an hour plus or whatever it is. And he has been communicating to me in that time space. And I find it more so as I go out about my day, about my routine, where I'm going to the market or the gym or to the corner bakery, that he draws me to people. He puts urges within me. He puts desires within me to connect with those people and those spaces that I communicate with. And it's really invited from their side. But he moves on me because I'm so hungry, and that it makes no difference where you're at in life, if you're 18 or my age, 70 plus, that he's bringing you into what he knew about you before you ever came to this planet, before you came to mama's womb. And so I'm finding that more and more, that for each one of us that hunger and thirst, he is drawing us deeper. And there's so much more that even as we share what he's doing in us, and as we're willing to give it out and to share it with the guy at the gym or at the corner bakery, he's just going to increase us in our communication and our intimacy with him. And it's so rich that I find it's like astounding. I'll spend maybe like in the morning, I'll spend an hour with the Lord early in the morning. And quite often I'll come away from that like, God, I don't know, what were you saying? And he just said, Jim, just come and be quiet before me. And I'll do that. But as I go out and about my day again, I find that I'm picking up on the communication with him that I didn't think I got during that time. So I bless each one of you to hunger and thirst and declare that what he said over you, what he's dreamed about you, what he designed in you and through Christ Jesus before the foundations, your part is the hunger, and you'll come into it. So I bless you.
I've got... Loren, you stop?
No, you do not need to stop.
I can stop.
No, don't stop. After you give the words, would you mind releasing a prayer for them to enter into their inheritance, their double portion inheritance?
Yes.
Release that over. And
yes.
Then would you just call them up to come and get altar ministry or prophetic words, whatever
okay.
It is.
Okay. If I can remember all that, yes, I'll do
okay.
It. I have two lovely sisters in the Lord, and is it Bridget? If I remember your name, can you wave your hands? You're over there in that section. There you go. And the one beside you, I'm sorry, I forgot her name. For both of you, this is what I have. It is now time for a new journey. It's now time for a new journey. And that he has been molding you and changing you, and you are still in that process. But be aware, a time is coming very shortly. You're going to fly. Be aware you're going to fly. And he will show you how far and how fast you're flying. And the acceleration is enormous, because he's watched you, he's known what you've gone through, and he said, it's now time, I'm finishing molding you, I'm finishing for this season of time, just this season, but be aware, you're about to fly, and you're going to be astonished where he's taking you. Yes. Thank you, Lord. And Father, I would speak that blessing over all of us, that you are now in the time of, I really am bringing things together. I really am establishing for each one of these precious ones, Father. You are establishing a way and a means that only you could do. We could not do it ourselves. So I bless them with a double portion of just acceleration, as a matter of fact, of the changes that are taking place in each one of them. That, Father, it is so deep-seated within them that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth, in the earth, their earth, and to all those that are about them. So I thank you, Father, for releasing the double portion of this that you're about to, Lord, show us exactly how to walk individually and corporately. We are walking corporately in this, and the manifestations of this will be apparent, for each one has a portion, And I thank you for that, Father. And Lord, now I ask you, Father, for those who need ministry, those who need a word of encouragement, those who need some special love, that, Father, right now, that they're released to come forward and to receive from your hand, Father, what you have designated this day for them. They will receive it. They will not walk away empty-handed, because your hand is always open and it's always an abundant supply. In Jesus' name, amen.